This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. A WHL second-round playoff update is ahead with the star of the show so far for the Swift Current Broncos, goaltender Jordan Paperny, whose experience is paying off big time in this postseason. NHL Central Scouting has come out with its final rankings, and the WHL poised for a great NHL entry draft this summer in Chicago. We'll take a look at that list and hear from surefire first-round pick Michael Rasmussen of the Tri-City Americans. And speaking of drafts, WHL Bantam Draft is less than a month away. We'll hear from top prospect Connor McLennan, one of the top players in the Bantam Draft class this season. First up, the Swift Current Broncos have had a knack for overtime so far in the WHL playoffs.
He's coming through the middle of the ice. He scores! Colby Sissons scores! The Broncos win, and they lead the series 2-1.
That was Sportsnet call of Game 3 in the overtime victory over the Regina Pats, followed up by a triple overtime win the very next night. Through it all, goaltender Jordan Paperny has provided the backstop the Broncos have been looking for. He's the WHL Goaltender of the Week. He spoke with voice of the Broncos' Sean Mullen.
Well, Jordan, we're taping this the day after the triple overtime game, and you guys had back-to-back overtime games. How are you feeling right now?
Good, obviously. When you go to overtime, it can go either way. You know, you're one shot away from winning or losing the game, but all three times we've come out on the right side of things, so it feels pretty good.
You've seen teams that have had championship pedigree before, won a championship last year, been to the finals 2 years in a row, and all throughout your career you have those types of experiences. What is similar about this group to what you've seen on successful teams before, and what's different?
Well, I think with this group in particular, I think, you know, we have such a tight camaraderie in the room, and, you know, at the end of the day, at the start of playoffs, every one of those 16 teams believes that, you know, they can do something special and they want to do it. But, you know, those teams that stick together through adversity and ultimately do it for each other and, you know, for the pride of wearing that logo, get it done. And, you know, I think we have that in the room.
On a personal level, you went from spending your entire WHL career with one team and went through all sorts of amazing things with them, and then to right at the end of your junior career get switched over to a newer organization and be thrust right into the middle of a playoff push. What has that been like for you? How hard was the adjustment, and how good does it feel now where you guys are at?
Yeah, it was a little bit of an adjustment. Just getting new, you're used to the whole new routine and new teammates, new coaching staff, new rink, all that stuff was definitely a little bit of an adjustment, but you know, once I think I got over that little hump there of adjustment, I think it ultimately was the best thing for me. And, you know, I couldn't have asked to come to a better place. I mean, from the coaching staff to the players, to the fans, to, you know, billets, everything, it's been unbelievable. And I've really enjoyed my time here in Swift.
You have a reputation, Jordan, as a big game performer that doesn't just date to your two WHL final appearances. It dates back to earlier in your career. What is it about you think that allows you to get up and perform at a higher level when the stakes get bigger?
You know, I mean, I don't really think about it too much, you know, going into big games. I think it's just important to relax and, you know, remember those times when, you know, maybe in the summer when you're sitting back and, you know, wishing you were playing the game and just enjoying those moments and embracing every second of it. And I think that kind of helps me get up for those big games.
Goaltending is a position where there are so many eyes on you and so much analysis of every last single play, especially in the playoffs. What does it take to be able to shake off the tough moments and to not get too high from the big moments so that you can stay pretty consistent while you go through the roller coaster of the playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, that's what playoffs is all about. You know, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. You know, it's very, very rare that you go through a playoff run without a little bit of both. And you know, I think it's important just to stay level. I mean, you obviously got to enjoy the good moments and, you know, embrace it. But I think, you know, when those bad times and adversity strikes, I think, you know, you have to stick together as a team. And ultimately, the teams that do that are the teams that come out successful.
Well, and you have one last chance to do that here in this playoff run. And what's it going to take to keep this moving forward for you guys?
We just got to stick to our game, and you know, we can't get caught up in the lulls of certain parts of the game when things go wrong, or whatnot. I think, you know, when we do the little things right, when we, you know, play simple D zone, we get first pucks out and, you know, block shots, do things like that. I think when those all add up over 60 minutes, I think they'll contribute to a win and ultimately we'll be successful.
All right. Thanks so much, Jordan. Again, congrats on the WHL Goalie of the Week honor and good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
NHL Central Scouting final rankings are out, and several players of the WHL are looking at a potential first-round selection at the NHL Entry Draft in June. Heading the list is again Nolan Patrick of the Brandywee Kings, ranked first amongst North American skaters on both the midterm and final rankings. Joining Patrick at the top five, Michael Rasmussen of the Tri-City Americans, 6'5" forward, ranked fifth, having moved up one spot from the midterm rankings. Rounding out the WHL in the top 10, Cody Glass of the Portland Winterhawks, ranked sixth. That's a jump of two spots from the midterm rankings. In total, 13 WHL skaters landed in the top 31, including Yuso Valimaki of the Tri-City Americans, ranked 11th, Kyler Yamamoto, ranked 17th of the Spokane Chiefs, Henry Yokiyarhu of the Portland Winterhawks is ranked 19th, Jared Anderson Dolan, ranked 21st of the Spokane Chiefs, Cole Lind of the Kelowna Rockets coming in at number 23, Nick Henry of the Regina Pats at number 25, rookie Alexi Haponiemi of the Swift Current Broncos at number 26, and Nikita Papagayev, ranked 28th of the Prince George Cougars. On the goaltending front, three goaltenders finding the top 10 amongst North American goaltenders. Ian Scott of the Prince Albert Raiders is ranked 2nd, Stuart Skinner of the Lethbridge Hurricanes 5th, and Kamloops Blazer goaltender Dylan Ferguson is ranked 8th. For Tri-City Americans forward and Surrey, BC native Michael Rasmussen, a power forward is likely going to hear his name called very early in that first round. I caught up with Michael after a workout this week. You know, it's funny, we were chatting before we went on air here and just how quickly time flies. The fact that 3 years ago, here we were talking about the WHL Bantam draft and being a top pick, and lo and behold, 3 years later, we're talking about the NHL draft. It's been some ride for you.
Yeah, it's been really good. Like you said, time flies, and it's been a good time here. And I'm thankful for my stop along the way and from where I've been so far here. It's good.
Yeah, it's been a great couple of seasons for you in the WHL. Number five, according to NHL Central Scoutings. Now, I'm sure you're on a list anywhere from number one to number 10. So how much stock do you put in these rankings that were released this week?
Not too much. I try not to look at it too much. Obviously, I'm going to come by it and see it, but I don't look at it too much. I just try to focus on myself and getting better. So,
let's talk about your season. You just broke out of the gates quickly. At one point, you were leading the WHL in goals, and then a late-season injury would end your season prematurely here. So take me through the ride that was your 2016-17 campaign.
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, we had a good team in Tri-City. Fell a little bit short in the playoffs there, but it was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed my time, and obviously, like you said, injury kind of shortened it up there, but that's hockey sometimes, but overall, it was a really good season.
How are you feeling? How's the rehab going here as you get into the off season?
It's going good. Yeah, really good. Just continuing my workouts and all that, so it's going good.
I'm sure you'll be at the draft in Chicago. Likely so will be your teammate, their Yuso Valimaki, there with the Americans here. How special is it to share it with this guy, knowing that you guys could be first-round NHL picks?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're also roommates, so we're pretty close. We spent a lot of time together. It's pretty cool to have a teammate, and not just him, other teammates will get picked most likely. So, you know, it's going to be, hopefully it'll be special, and it's really special to share that with my teammates.
Yeah, you know, you're a guy here that I think is really separated from everybody in that top list, because you're a big 6'5", you know, big body guy with a mean streak. And I don't think you can say that about any of the other prospects available here. So does that set you apart a little bit here come draft day?
I think a little bit. I think, you know, I think you can be as big as you want, but you have to use it, you know, to your advantage. And I think I try my best to do that, and I work hard at that. So I think, yeah, like you said, I'm pretty lucky to be that big, and it's good.
How are the NHL talks going with teams and the interviews? I'm sure you've done a lot of those already, and you will do a lot at the Combine in Buffalo and then beyond before the NHL draft. How are you adapting to all that stuff with all these questions coming at you here before draft day?
Yeah, it's cool. I think, you know, you're trying not to think about that either too much. I think for me, I'm just trying to enjoy the experience and, you know, just have fun with it. So it's been really good.
your time in Tri-City with the Americans. They took you in the first round of the Bantam draft 3 years ago, and here you are. You spent two seasons there in Kennewick. What's the experience been like for you?
It's been great. I think, you know, it's been the best couple of years of my life here. All my teammates are amazing. The staff's amazing. Our fans are great, so I'm pretty lucky to be there.
You're a Vancouver guy, and we all know the Canucks have a very high lottery pick here coming up in the NHL draft lottery, a 12% chance of drafting number one overall. But what do you think? Vancouver Canucks, would that be a good spot for you? How much will you pay attention to the drafting order come draft day?
Yeah, obviously I'll look at it. Not too much. I think for me I'll be lucky and fortunate to go to any team, so I don't really look too much at teams. I just focus on myself and putting myself in the best spot to be successful.
We've had a great couple of seasons here, Michael, so far. NHL draft day in Chicago will be no doubt electrifying for you and your family. Best of luck, and we hope to see you on that podium very early there in late June, okay?
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
As the WHL Bantam Draft approaches, we get you introduced to some of the top prospects available for this year's draft. And we're speaking now with Connor McLennan for the Pursuit of Excellence Bantam Prep Team. Had a great season with 99 points to lead his team and also MVP of the Canadian Sports School Hockey League. And he joins us here on the phone. Connor, I listed some of your accolades. Your team also won the championship there as well. So all in all, it looks like a pretty good season for you and your team there with Pursuit of Excellence.
Yeah, it was a pretty special season. Great group of guys. Coaches were great. Last two seasons, Pursuit has been very helpful for my game and brought me a long way.
Yeah, you know, I see your points here, 99 points in the regular season. But what kind of player are you? What would you say? How would you describe your game?
I like to obviously score some goals, but I've been trying to implement some defense in my game to play 200 in both ends of the ice, so...
When you think about what players you want to model your game after in the NHL, who comes to mind?
Corey Perry for sure, because I like to play with an edge, and he for sure does that. And he's a pretty skilled player and plays in both ends of the ice. So
you're from Wainwright, Alberta, so you'll be competing in the Alberta Cup, and you know that there'll be a lot of scouts there here. What are your thoughts going into Alberta Cup here in a few weeks?
Yeah, our team's looking pretty good and got a good coaching staff, so I'm pretty forward to it.
Western Hockey League, I'm sure you've been told and you know some things here about the league, but what do you know and what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's always been somewhere where I've wanted to play for sure, and pretty surreal moment to hopefully play in that league one day.
To be a potential top five pick of your age group, of everyone your age across Western Canada and the U.S., what would that mean to you?
It'd be a pretty special feeling, but I couldn't have done it for all the people that have helped me along the way.
Well, I know you're from Wainwright, Alberta, so you're cheering on the Oilers. They're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Corey Perry's not a bad guy to emulate there as well. So, Connor, best of luck on draft day, and we'll be looking forward to hearing your name called, and thanks for being a guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well, to Sean Mullen in Swift Current, for his help. Next week, a preview of the WHL's conference finals. Until then, I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.